In suburban St. Louis, people are waking up to a toxic waste catastrophe, and the trouble is treble. First, murky records indicate that the West Lake landfill in the small city of Bridgeton, Missouri, is loaded with high-level radioactive waste, possibly including decay products from weapons-grade uranium. A Washington University report says the rad waste has migrated into groundwater linked to the floodplain of the Missouri River. Second, a neighboring waste dump in Bridgeton is on fire underground, about 1,000 feet from the West Lake site's underground radioactive plume. And third, in this area, the rates of rare childhood cancers are high. Lois Gibbs, the environmental activist who famously organized parents to protect the health of families at Love Canal, is working with St. Louis families who live near the waste sites, and she joins us now to discuss the situation. Welcome back to Living on Earth.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, first of all, how did radioactive waste wind up at the West Lake landfill there in St. Louis?
It ended up there because it's part of the Manhattan Project. St. Louis was big in doing the Manhattan Project many, many, many years ago. And so the waste was deposited all around the St. Louis area. And then they started to clean it up. And when they cleaned it up, they put it in the West Lake landfill, not realizing that it was as much of a danger as it has now become.
How did the government go through the process of approving the dumping of this waste in the West Lake neighborhood there?
Well, that's a real good question. Nobody seems to be able to answer that. They were supposed to clean up the radioactive waste from different parts throughout the region there, Bridgeton, West Lake, and what they ended up doing was putting it in this dump site. They believed that it was low-level waste, so they didn't have to worry about it, but as it turns out, it was very high-level waste. And it's in an unlined landfill, which used to be a quarry. So when you think about quarries, just think about how deep they are. It was disposed of in there and then covered up and essentially sold to Republic Services afterwards.
So we're talking about uranium. What kind of stuff is there?
Uranium is definitely there. Very high-level radioactive material, the stuff that people keep talking about wanting to put in Yucca Mountain or another secure location far, far away from both groundwater and human health. And it's very, 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 very dangerous.
Which government body did this originally, and who's responsible for it now, in your view?
Well, right now, it's the responsibility of the federal government. The Environmental Protection Agency actually took the two landfills and declared them one Superfund site. They're trying to figure out what to do with this waste. The local community is asking them to dig it up and take it out into a secure place. EPA is saying, no, maybe we can just leave it on site, but it's so hazardous. The other thing that's really interesting about this case that makes it, I think, especially dangerous is next to the West Lake landfill, where all the radioactive material is, very high-level radioactive material, is a garbage dump. This is the Bridgeton site. And this, too, was once a quarry, so it's quite deep. And this quarry has caught on fire and has been burning for 4 years. The scary part is that the fire is moving towards the neck of the radioactive material in Westlake. I mean, literally, these two dump sites are only 1,000 feet apart. When the fire reaches those radioactive site, no one knows what is going to happen. It's just so frightening. And around the community is people, your moms and dads and families and dogs and cats and schools, and they're all panicked.
So the fire sounds like it's a ticking time bomb there. What have you been told could happen if the fire does reach the radioactive waste area?
If the fire reaches a radioactive dump, there will be an event. Now, the emergency services guys came out to the community and told them, if there is an event, what you need to do is shelter in place. All the families need to shelter in place, and you need to shelter in place for probably a week, because what we need to do is go around with a testing equipment like a Geiger counter, and we have to test every car, every swing set, every backyard, every front yard. And so you cannot exit your home until after we've done that testing. And a funny story is one gentleman stood up when the emergency guy was telling the story, and he says, well, what am I supposed to do with my dog? Train him in kitty litter? I have to take my dog out. You're going to have to shelter in place for 2 weeks until we test every single piece of property to know whether or not it's radioactive to a level that's unhealthy. That's insane.
So what's being done to prevent that from happening? What's being done to stop that fire from reaching the radioactive material?
So they're talking about putting a barrier between the two dumps, like sort of a barrier wall, if you will. But the problem with that is that's 2 years down the line, and before they even get the study out in the proposal, and then, of course, it has to go through public comment. The fire could reach there much faster. It just depends on how much oxygen gets into the dirt. And some people are saying that if they dig that ditch to put that wall there, they'll introduce oxygen to the site, and the oxygen will cause it to move quicker over to the radioactive site. And then we don't know what's going to happen. An event will happen.
Now, how has the contamination there affected people's health? What's the public health situation around this radioactive landfill?
Well, there's been a number of studies, and what they're finding in these studies is that there is a 300% increase in the last few years of brain cancer in young children. And this is really frightening. We have a number of the leaders of the local community whose children have died from brain cancer, immune system problems, leukemia. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And these are not wealthy people. These are community people who are working class community. You know, they don't have a lot of money. They're trapped in their houses, and they're just watching their children get sicker and sicker.
How sure are they that the cancers are being caused by the radioactivity, do you think?
Well, like most studies, they're saying that there is a cluster there. They believe it is related to the radioactivity and or the smoke, but nobody ever puts, you know, one and one together. We've been through this before with Woburn, Massachusetts, Love Canal, and the other sites. But, you know, there's a cluster there, and the only thing these folks have in common is the radioactive material and the smoke in the burning landfill.
The smoke from the burning landfill, I guess, well, it doesn't smell very nice. You've been there. What does it smell like?
It smells like rotten eggs. There was a journalist who was there a couple weeks ago when the cover of the burning landfill, they have like a canvas cover on top of it, when it ripped open because it was pillowing up, and he just took one whiff and started vomiting on the side of the road. This is what people have to live with every single day. The Attorney General has filed notices of violation almost every quarter. It's above standards, air standards, and people are living with this every single day. And they literally cannot go outside. One of the moms tells this interesting story is that when she puts her children outside, she puts a timer on her oven for 15 minutes. And when the timer bings, she goes out to smell the air to make sure that it's not full of smoke and chemicals, because you can actually smell this stuff. You can't smell the radon. You can't smell the radioactive material, of course, but you can certainly smell the smoke and the toxics that are burning next door. And so she'll go out and smell the air. If it doesn't smell too bad, she'll go back in the house and set her timer for 15 minutes again and keep on checking. This is how people have to live there, because it's radioactive material and it's smoke and it's toxic and it's going literally into their homes, into their yards, and there's no escape.
It sounds like a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. And, the federal government is responsible because it's a Superfund site. They've mismanaged this site for years. So there's nobody paying attention to this, nobody dealing with it. And the community is so frustrated that they've been picketing EPA. They've been writing letters. They've gotten their Senator McCaskill and their Senator Blunt to do a letter to EPA. And we still haven't gotten any action. There's nobody there who knows about the site, nobody there who's taking care of the site. And Gina McCarthy, the administrator, just refuses to meet with us. And what the community is looking for is the evacuation of their families. They really need to get out. And Gina McCarthy does have the authority under Superfund to evacuate the community.
Now, when you confronted a government about the situation at Love Canal, one of the things that happened down the road was the creation of the whole Superfund process, the designation of sites and such. How do you feel that Superfund doesn't seem to be working to help these people?
No, it doesn't. I'm not sure it's Superfund. Superfund actually has a provision in it that says if you can't stop the exposure in a timely manner, then you can move the people. So they have authorization to do that. And we made sure that was in there when we put Superfund together years ago. I don't understand why there is resistance to doing this. I've been involved in 16 relocations across the country, Pensacola, Florida, and Times Beach, and so forth. And I don't understand it because the state is supporting relocation. The state is supporting doing something by EPA. It's EPA who's holding strong, and it just doesn't make any sense. But I don't think it's Superfund. I think it's the administration of Superfund that's creating the problem.
Lois, what about the company that owns this, Republic Services Incorporated? I understand they bought it from Browning Ferris Industries, but it's theirs now. How are they responding, and how are you reaching out to them?
Well, one of the things we're doing with them is that we're going after Bill Gates. Bill Gates is a significant shareholder of Republic Services. Republic Services is saying we're not responsible. We didn't know when we bought it. But Bill Gates really cares about health and children's health. He just divested from McDonald's, for example, to keep children healthy. So we are asking him to use his position as a shareholder to really ask them to evacuate these people.
Republic Services says, well, they didn't know, they didn't have anything to do with this. But the law, the Superfund law, says, hey, if you own it, you have to own all the problems that it has.
That's right. They should have done due diligence. My understanding is they just bought BFI, and as a result of that, they took the good and the bad. But, you know, because they didn't know doesn't make them innocent.
That's how the Superfund law works, right?
That's how the Superfund law works. The Superfund says you are joint and several responsible, meaning that Republic Services is responsible for Westlake and Bridgeton. They are responsible not only for the remedy of cleanup, but they're also responsible to care for the human health and the environment around that site. And do it right in using the St. Louis Corps of Engineers to take that high-level radioactive waste out of that site and put it in a secure location somewhere.
Lois, before you leave, what do you hope happens in this situation? What's your aspiration for these people?
What I'm hoping will happen is that EPA would agree to evacuate all those who wish to leave within that 2-mile radius, and would agree to dig up that high-level radioactive waste and put it in a safe place, not in the middle of a community, and do something about the fire. They can't put it out, but there must be another way to stop the air pollution that's coming from it. But it's very frustrating because this is worse than Love Canal. It's worse than any site I've been, and it's because it's radioactive waste, it's a garbage landfill, it's a fire. And that's just terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And I just, you know, my heart goes out to these folks. And, you know, I spend an awful lot of time, more time on this site than any other ones because of the situation.
Lois Gibbs is Executive Director of the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me.
We contacted the EPA and Republic Services for comment. A spokesman for Republic Services told us there are no health risks to the community from the two sites, and the company does not believe the radioactive waste will catch fire, and the EPA is in charge. The EPA statement reads in part, "The conditions at the site currently do not present the kind of threat to human health that would require relocation of nearby residents. This agency will continue working toward a final remedy to ensure that the site remains that way." The full statements and more information are on our website, loe.org.